save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Hit 92.9 as we go just past 7 o'clock with Sam Smith.
Good morning! Wake up and save your jewels and Pete.
What, after that song, is that what we're waking up from or what?
Yes!
Hey,
Tomo. I really like that song.
No, he's
beautiful.
Missed me on that one. He's missed me.
Tomo from Channel 9 is going to join us just to give us an overall sort of update on everything that's going on in our state after 7:30. And
Tomo.
Happy Jerry just before that. Happy as Jerry, just to get you a nice little happy hit of news for the morning.
Hey, guys, last night I was sitting at home and Ted and Em go to bed a bit before I do these days. And HBF, who I've got private health insurance through, have started playing out these commercials during the pandemic. Obviously, people are looking to cut costs. And I hadn't even really thought about the health insurance until this commercial was played, Pete.
Hi, I'm Mel from HBF. I know everyone's concerned about the cost of private health insurance. So here are some handy tips that may help you save on your premiums.
Yes, I've
Mel,
seen those ads.
Mel, she talks right to you. It's the only, like, I feel like she's just talking to me. Yeah,
right into your soul.
I thought she was going to deliver something groundbreaking, like we have decided to cut your health insurance by 50% or something, because nothing's open really. But no, her first bit of advice was like, if you pay in bulk at the start of the year, it can be cheaper. I'm like, I don't have $5,000 to pay up front. Like, I simply don't. I have to do direct debit by the quarter or by the month or whatever it is. So anyway, I got on to health insurance. I thought, bugger, wonder if I need this health insurance stuff. It's seems like it's a bit of an expense at the moment.
Are you thinking how much have you spent? Like, really?
Yeah, well, so I went through Jules and thought, well, I'm currently paying every second week $234 comes out of my account.
Yeah.
So every second week. So it's over $5,000 for the year. Anyway, so I got on and said what my claims history was since I've had health insurance. I've made 33 claims since I've had health insurance, and I've had it since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes like a massage or chiro or physio or dentist, all that sort of stuff. So I went through and thought, it doesn't seem like a hell of a lot over a long period of time. And I did a little bit of digging. I thought, 2019, how much did me, Em, and Ted spend in health insurance? We spent $1,000 on stuff. So we paid for
$1,000. In
1 year. So we've outlaid $5,000.
Your out-of-pocket expenses, yeah.
So we've outlaid $5,000 to be covered, but technically I've only spent $1,000. I'm like, geez, I'm down $4,000 on that. Then I went the year before. The only thing we used health insurance for the year before, this year, is a pair of glasses, my glasses. So again, we have spent in the last 2 years about, I don't know, $8,000 for a pair of glasses and $1,000 worth of chiro and massage and physio and all that sort of stuff.
I can just see at this point, you're sitting there putting these figures together going, oh, God, I don't need
private health insurance.
I'm going to walk into the bedroom and go, Em, I've saved all the problems of the world. I've got rid of private health insurance. Now, I clicked on to, and I thought I'm going to do one more year just to check to see whether at all we are making, you know, if this expense is at all worth it. Now, Ted was born in 2018. So roughly I looked at the 2018 year and firstly the payment comes in for Dr. Hugh Spears, $804, an anaesthetist. I was like, well, at least we're hitting a bit of money here, $804.
Yeah.
And then it goes a hospital bill of $100. That was just a bit of a miscellaneous sort of thing. Then Spearsy, the doctor's had another dip, $718. I was like, okay, well, Spearsy, keep going, Spearsy, because I need something.
Is that for every time he's walked into the room or what?
So Em was... Em had the emergency cesarean in the end, so he was there to do the jabs and stuff in the room, and then obviously had to be in the actual operation theatre as well. So that's why he was doubled.
Of course.
And then I'm thinking, all right, the treatment and the room accommodation. Jules, have a guess how much the treatment and the room would be in the hospital.
Oh, maybe
why
are you throwing it at me? I don't even have kids.
Just have a guess.
I would not even know. Oh, $500.
$500,
mate. Yeah,
would not have a clue,
mate. I think you'd be struggling to come away with any change out of $5,000 to $10,000.
What?
$11,081.61.
There you go. There's your private
$11,000.
Are you
for
joking?
That part. And then the next part. I don't even know what the next part is. $2,378. I see the next part. $1,800. I thought, I might just keep health insurance for another couple of years. I think if we have another kid, it might be handy, the old health insurance. 11,000.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.